This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, rescue workers are rushing food, water, and medical supplies to flood victims in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The flooding has killed hundreds of people and left hundreds missing in the two countries, which share an island in the Caribbean. John Bevan is a UN humanitarian aid official in Haiti.
Our estimate at the moment is that there are at least 600 dead. We think in all that there's over 2,000 houses have been completely destroyed and a few thousand more badly damaged with people's possessions completely washed away. So that would leave around 15,000 to 20,000 people directly affected.
And we're going to go now to NPR's Jerry Haddon, who is in Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital. And Jerry, what have you learned about the rescue efforts?
It's been a very difficult undertaking so far because the water levels have not receded, and the areas are where the flooding is worst are so remote that there's no road access. The only way rescue workers, at least on the Haitian side, have been able to reach the worst hit towns and villages and valleys has been by helicopter, mainly U.S. helicopters ferrying in such supplies as chlorine tablets and basic medical provisions to try to help some of the thousands of people that are stranded. But it's very difficult to get a bead on just how many people have lost their lives so far in this tragedy simply because access to the region is so difficult.
And you mentioned chlorine tablets. That's for clean drinking water, which raises one of the concerns about disease when people's food and water supplies are disrupted.
Not only that, there's a big concern about the cadavers that are in the lakes and rivers still and in these floodplains because they'll contaminate water sources, and then exactly you'll have all sorts of attendant diseases that will compound the problem.
We're told that the death toll is in the many hundreds, could go even higher. Are authorities telling you why they think the death toll was so high in this incident?
Well, the numbers are so high in part because of the severity of the floods and the mudslides that swept through the region. But also there's several thousand people that live in that southern border region between Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And as you sometimes see in poor countries, there's no building codes there. There's virtually no infrastructure that might deflect a flash flood, for example. And people, these poor farmers, you know, they live where they can, and they often have little or no information about potential dangers of settling in a floodplain or at the bottom of a valley, for example.
Wasn't there some kind of warning system?
No warning system. The rain hit so hard and so fast that people were just, you know, taken from their homes while they slept in the middle of the night.
And what's the weather like there? Is the rain continuing?
It has stopped for the moment, but we've now entered the rainy season, and unfortunately the weather forecast is for more rain.
We have to mention that this natural disaster comes just a few months after a political crisis in Haiti. What is the political situation now?
The interim government that was formed after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide left at the end of February is slowly trying to get government up and functioning. And the U.S., along with Canadian, Chilean, and French troops, have been playing a peacekeeping role or a stabilizing role here in the country. And next Tuesday, the U.N. Will begin slowly taking over those responsibilities.
That's NPR's Jerry Haddon in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.